record this interview so we can keep this for later. But I'll let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves since there's so many of you here. So yeah, why don't you just go ahead and start?
I'm Luke Carr, president of the Montgomery County Fair Association.
All right.
I'm Mark Evans. I'm the sound technician, music director for the fair here.
Cool. And I'm Ruth Nicholas, publicity for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.
All right. And now I'm told, Luke, you're the man with all the knowledge here as you're the president of the whole thing there. So why don't you just kind of get started, go over, let's just talk about some of the smaller events, and then we'll get to the bigger events we still have left.
Well, yesterday started with the swine show. As far as the fair side is concerned, we've got all the livestock shows going on this week. The bake sale Monday night. We've got a kiddie tractor pool out there on the midway, and they've even got a senior spelling bee. So there's something for everybody to do this week.
And the sheep show got started, I believe, at 9. Had I not been here, I'd have been there. I showed sheep in middle school and high school, so I always like to watch those. How long is your sheep show last about? Is it?
I was over there at 9:30, and they told me they'd be done about noon.
Okay, so yeah, that's about ours started about 7, and we're done about noon. We had a pretty decent-sized county fair. So.
And the rabbit show wrapped up this morning, too, and Bryson Phillips is grand champion with his rabbit.
All right, well, there you go. Congratulations, Bryson.
Breaking news.
There you go. Yeah, we didn't have rabbit shows, but I'm sure that's I'd like to see that one day. I'd like to watch a rabbit show. But all right, and then I believe the beef show is tomorrow. So and the goat show later today, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, motocross, I heard, went off pretty well last night. We were worried about some rain. Looks like it stayed away from at least this area, so that could happen. And then, but the north got hit pretty hard.
It was a great show. The storm set right there just north of us until right when it was over with, and so it was a great show.
Yeah, just as we're driving out, the rain hit, so it was perfect. And man, if you missed it, you missed an awesome show, because those guys are crazy.
Oh yeah, I've never seen a motocross show, but I've heard that they're pretty impressive
to
watch.
It's cool. Yeah,
it was great.
But yeah, I'm fairly new to this area. I've only been here the last year, so my second fair and rodeo. But I've heard from everyone that's from here, if the fair and rodeo is here, you can expect rain.
That's our guaranteed rain. For August.
Could be in the hardest drought you've ever seen. Fair and Rodeo gets here, you're going to see rain, though.
Yes,
so hopefully it stays away from those events. And I know the showers are probably enjoying the weather. It's always much better when it's cooler outside.
Yes.
Yeah, that show ring was packed yesterday
yeah.
and today, too. I mean, there was a lot of people watching just because it's cool and it's rained and everybody's in town.
Mm-hmm. And it's better on the animals as well, especially
yes.
those pigs.
Yes,
so,
very much so.
All right, well, one of the bigger events is tonight. It's the L.J. Jenkins Bull Riding. Let's talk about a little bit about that.
Looks like we've got a full show, about 50 guys entered.
Oh, wow.
And there will be some great bulls here out tonight, some really good matchups. And some of the guys that are entered have been on the PBR tour and professional cowboys, too. So it'll be a great show.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a fun evening. If you've never watched bull riding, I highly suggest come out and experience it, especially in person.
Anytime you take a bull rider that weighs 150 and you strap him on a bull that weighs 1,200, there's bound to be fireworks, and
yes.
it's good watching.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, Oklahoma City, one of the rodeo bulls escaped
mm-hmm.
the stockyard pens and caused some havoc in the downtown area.
Yeah, hopefully we won't have anything
yeah.
like that this evening.
Although,
we'll keep them in the pens.
Although I feel like the citizens of Coffeyville would be much more equipped
mm-hmm.
to handle that than maybe some of the people that were walking downtown.
There have
been
a couple of show steers get loose out there and that they had to go gather up, but hopefully none of the rodeo bulls.
Yeah, we always had that issues as well where we'd have to chase cows, or, you know, whatever, steers or heifers down the... down the road, escaping from the fairgrounds. But, yeah hopefully none of those bulls get free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so I know a lot of volunteer work goes into this. You've been doing this for a long time. It's your first year as the chair, though.
First presidency.
So what's it like with all that, I guess, added pressure? We were talking a little off air. You've got some kids showing as well, or a kid showing.
Mm-hmm.
I know back in Mays County, all of our fair board members all had kids that showed, and I watched them try to juggle the in between. So what's it like?
You know, a little bit of added pressure, but with the group that we've got on our association, our other fair board members. It's been pretty smooth so far. No real hiccups. We've got a great group, you know, that helps and supports me, and also my family, you know, that helps juggle, you know, helping the kids show and stuff. So we just showed pigs, so we've got that behind us now. But you know, family always jumps in to, you know, help out when they need to. So it's been pretty smooth so far. No real hiccups.
That's good to hear. And, you know, it makes a difference. We had a good fair board back home. And that a good fair board kind of, you know, that makes things about. You can see when a fair board is not good. The fair doesn't run as well. But I've heard great things about the fair board for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.
We've got a great group. So
it takes a lot of people to put that on. And I think the public, general public, doesn't realize the hours that these people put in, and they are volunteers, they are not paid, and they have to sometimes make hard decisions and get criticized for it. But if you don't like what they're doing, join them. They would be glad to have the volunteer help and somebody to help shoulder the load.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you want to, it's easy to complain when you don't know the behind the scenes.
Yes.
But once you get put there, and you see, oh, well, yeah, there we go. That's why we do the things that we do. So, and one of the things that people kind of were questioning is it's shorter this year, but there's still a lot going on.
Yes.
I mean, and I mean, it's essentially, I mean, Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's our fair, which is just a county fair, was only Thursday through Monday, really Thursday through Sunday. So this, I mean, it's a jam-packed week, and it's not like there's not plenty of events to attend.
Right, that's a 5 full days of events and things going on, so it takes a lot of people to do it, and but we all enjoy doing it, and that's why we do it. So.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other bigger events. PRCA Rodeo, that's back-to-back days. It'll be tomorrow and Friday. I'll be out there tomorrow. We'll have live broadcast all week. We were out there last night. We'll be out there today, tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday as well. So just talk a little bit about some of the events going on for the PRCA Rodeo. And
well, tomorrow afternoon at 4:00 is the rodeo parade, which always kicks off the first night of rodeo.
Okay.
And we'll come right through downtown. So a full parade. And right after that, in the park, is the free watermelon and bean feed. It's open to everybody. So, you know, come out, have free dinner, and then get over to the arena for 7:30 performance for the kickoff of the rodeo. So, and we've got a full two performances of PRCA Rodeo coming up. So.
Okay. And what are some of those PRCA Rodeo events? I assume, you know,
bareback riding, yeah. Saddle bronc riding, bull riding, team roping. Tie down calf roping and steer roping.
Okay, all right. Those are all, and those will be split over the course of the two. No, those are all tomorrow.
Yeah, yes. Those events each night.
Oh, yes.
different
night.
Cowboys.
Okay. All right. Wow, and that's
different
that's,
cowboys every night.
Eight events.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Eight events both nights. Okay, now that's a lot. That's definitely a lot to come out and watch. And then Saturday we wrap things up with a demo derby, which I know is pretty popular.
Everybody's favorite. Everybody likes to go watch somebody else getting wrecked.
Yes.
So.
Yes,
it's demo, always fun to watch.
Yeah, demo derbies. I went to last year's. It's the first one I'd ever been to. So they are very exciting to watch.
Yes, yeah, it's always a packed house. So you want to get out there early and get a good seat for that.
All right. Well, is there anything else you guys want to talk about, discuss? We've hit on a lot. Kind of bounced all over the place, but.
Well, if people don't have their fun passes for the rest of the week, now they're $40. A person, but if you want to just go to one night, they range from anywhere from $15 to for general admission up to $30 if you want those coveted Shoot Heaven tickets.
Which is what
right
are those?
Above the,
right
and
right
behind
above
the
buck and
shoots.
So, okay.
So you get to see the cowboys getting down on the rough stock, on the broncs and on the bulls, and then they usually buck right there in front, so it's a great view.
Okay. Yeah, those are the tickets that I would suggest buying. Those definitely. So get there, get those if you don't already have them. And, I mean, it's a heck of a deal. It's a great price, especially the Fun Pass. The Fun Pass to get everything, it's a great deal. Great deal.
And they can buy them online if they don't want to stand in line at the ticket office at fairandrodeo.com. But they are out there in the fair office selling tickets all week. So.
All right. Well, good luck. Have fun out there. Fingers crossed. Weather stays good.
Yes.
Hopefully everything goes off the rest of the week without a hitch. We look forward to getting those updates on. We got the Breaking Rabbit show story, so that's good. But we look forward to updates on all those winners, so we can congratulate those kids. Now, you guys, is there a sale?
Yes.
For all those champions and
Friday at
4:30.
Okay. Yes. Premium sale.
Okay. Those. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to make the premium sale at the county fair all but my senior year. So from seventh grade all the way up to my junior year, and it's quite the experience. And it's that good wrap up for all the because. If you've never experienced raising a show animal and then putting it through the process, and then we would go to the state fair, and to make the premium sale is quite the feeling.
Quite an honor.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the payday for putting in all the hours and the hard work all year long to get that animal to that point.
And we always, that money that I used always went into the fair projects the next year. And and when we started raising sheep, and so my sister showed as well. And so the first year I didn't make it was the first year she made it, and she made it the rest of the time throughout. So, so all right, well, get out, support the fair and rodeo, and if you see a volunteer, say thank you, because they put in a lot of work. It's pretty much 24 hours for a week plus, and a lot leading up, and then it gets here, and then you got to make sure everything goes good, and then you can relax on Sunday. Right?
That's cleanup day.
Cleanup day. Racks on Monday.
Yeah, when you go back to work.
After being gone a week.
Yes.
So maybe no. And today's National Relaxation Day, which I don't think you guys are going to get to partake in.
For any of us.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. Me either. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us again. We had Luke Carr, Ruth Nicholas, and Mark Evans. Go out, support the fair and rodeo. Get yourself a fun pass if you don't already have one. Go out and watch the shows as well, and say thank you for all those out there. But you're listening to the Mighty 690 here on KGGF.